Prostate cancer is the third most common type of cancer in the United States, but the test that helps determine a diagnosis can be invasive and imprecise. As WFIU's Barbara Brozier reports, Indiana researchers are working on a study that could make a prostate cancer diagnosis as easy as taking a pregnancy test.
Rex Sly and his wife are sitting in an exam room at the Richard Rautebusch VA Medical Center in Indianapolis. They come here about twice a year, which is a lot less than they used to.
For 2 years, I came here at least every 3 months.
Sly had bladder cancer and credits doctors here with saving his life. But there's another health risk that's still on his mind, especially because of his age. Prostate cancer.
It's very prominent in men.
It's so prominent in men. 1 in 6 will get it at some point in their lives. Dr. Thomas Gardner is the chief of urology at the VA Medical Center. He says prostate cancer doesn't discriminate.
If you live to be 90 years old, you have an 80% chance of having prostate cancer in your prostate at that time. It's basically the only risk factor for prostate cancer is birthdays.
Gardner says the most common screening is called a prostate-specific antigen, or PSA test. But professional organizations disagree about who should get the test, and the results, while useful, don't give a full picture of what's happening.
It is a good screening tool in the sense that it does tell us something's going on, but it doesn't actually tell us what's going on. Inflammation, irritation, growth of the prostate, and prostate cancer all make PSA.
Gardner says the hospital often has to do additional testing and biopsies to figure out whether a patient is suffering from prostate cancer or something else. And the PSA test can give false negative or false positive results, sometimes leading to unnecessary procedures. That's why Gardner is working with a research team to develop a more reliable, less invasive way to detect prostate cancer. And you might be surprised to find out what they've come up with.
Zoe. Check.
Jennifer Cate watches as a black dog sticks its nose into several paint cans, which hold different medical samples. She owns Medical Mutts and specializes in training dogs to detect scents that the human nose can't. As part of the Indiana University and VA project, dogs are sniffing out prostate cancer in patient urine samples.
The trick as a trainer is to make a particular smell really stand out for the dog. So we're going to pair a smell with food, with really, really good treats, so the dog gets excited about it. And then we're going to train the dog that whenever he smells that, he's going to produce a particular behavior.
When a dog detects the scent of prostate cancer, it hovers over the can to alert Kate. She then uses her phone to operate a machine that releases a treat to the dog. For Kate, this project is especially meaningful.
I'm very hopeful that this is going to help. My husband had prostate cancer, so this touches me in a very personal way.
But having dogs sniff through thousands of samples is impossible. That's where Indiana University Purdue University Indianapolis comes in. Samples come to a lab here, where a robotic arm extracts some of the material from a vial. The arm then inserts the sample into the machine, which analyzes the molecules to determine what compounds it's made of. Researcher Mangalal Agarwal says, essentially, it's mimicking what the dogs do, trying to detect the specific compound found when someone has prostate cancer.
If technology can help by learning from nature, and if you can combine those two, I think there could be a better solution than what we have right now.
The hope is that it will allow scientists to develop a better test for patients. Rather than sending samples off to a lab, Agarwal says the results could be determined at the doctor's office.
The plan is to develop a non-invasive test strip, like a pregnancy test that men can take to tell if they have prostate cancer or not.
But getting to that phase of the project will likely take several more years and additional funding. For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.